About 15 miles north of downtown Ketchikan, Second Waterfall gushes into a rocky shoreline. The natural wonder can be seen and heard from inside the clubhouse of the former Salmon Falls Resort, a longtime tourist destination for fishing, dining, and lodging. A long and blue staircase out the door leads directly to the large fall.
Quite the waterfall.
The 11-acre facility has gone through many hands over the years and was foreclosed on in November. The Ketchikan Indian community purchased the property in cash 2 days after finding out it was up for grabs.
It met all of the qualifications we needed to be able to really move forward on a wellness center.
That's KIC President Gloria Burns. She says the new facility will blend Western and traditional healing practices that will focus on an individual's needs.
For some people, they are going to say that my disassociation from not speaking my language is so profound that I can't get by it, and that is my path to healing. And some will say to us, I dream of fish every day in the morning, Gloria. I need to be on the water. I need to be providing for my family.
A 2020 study from a Ketchikan nonprofit found that addiction treatment is one of the most pressing health needs in the area. But the island has just two addiction treatment facilities. And Southeast Alaska's only detox center in Juneau closed about a year ago. Unlike some tribally run healing centers, which are only open to tribal members or native people, KIC's new facility will be open to everyone. The tribe is still fleshing out a plan for what the healing center will look like and how it will operate. But Burns hopes it'll be open next fall. I'm Hunter Morrison.